good, and just being able to go out there and make plays for the pitchers. You know, I know they're up there giving it their all, and if I get the opportunity for the ball to come at me, I'm going to make that play.
Seems like a big focus from Ziggy and the rest of the coaching staff, defense.
Yep.
So that's really all that I've got for you. Anything else that you want to add?
No, just God is great and work works. That's really it. Stick to the process and trust it.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Hayden Carlson joining us on the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show. Quick break here, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, we are going to go ahead and bring you back in on the 4th of July to today's national anthem. And an exciting day for baseball. How can you not celebrate America except through the game? National anthem coming your way here from Witter Field.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we
national anthem over. It's time for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups and, like I mentioned, a starting pitcher breakdown. Arthur Liebau on the mound for the Lakeshore Chinooks. And, well, this season for him, it's been a little bit up and down. He's got a 3.12 ERA. It's his third year in the Northwoods League. And in all three of those seasons, he's played for the Chinooks. Back last season and this season, and you got to go all the way back to 2021 for his first stint in the Northwoods League with the Chinooks. But this year, he is hoping to continue to make his prominent strides, and you look at his last six games, he's allowed two or more runs in only two of them. The other ones, he had two shutout performances, including a shutout inning against Wisconsin Rapids earlier in the season back on June 9th. Well, he also has been shut out his last 10 innings pitched, as I mentioned prior. Tristan Krusenberry on the mound for the Rafters. He was the opening day starter for Wisconsin Rapids, and he makes an appearance here on Independence Day. And taking a look at the starting lineups, let's go ahead and view the lineup for the Lakeshore Chinooks. They're going to be led off by Cade Collins in center field. Bubba Heidler bats second at short. Batting third, Esteban Garcia at second base. Batting fourth, Brock Palmer at catcher. Batting fifth, Nate Gray at first base. Batting sixth, Owen DeShazo in right. Batting seventh, Danny Nzunza at third base. Batting eighth, Tyler Priest, the DH. And batting ninth, Jesse Aguirre in left field. On the Rafters side, Royce Clayton Jr. leads off in center field. Carson McIntyre bats second in right field. Junior Barajas bats third at first base. Jake Beauchesne, he bats cleanup in left field. Batting fifth, Lachlan Mott, he's behind the plate. Batting sixth, Eric Harper, the second baseman. Seventh is Luke Skinner, the third baseman. Eighth is Hiroto Kobayashi, he's the DH today. And closing out the order, batting ninth, it's Hayden Carlson, our pregame guest of the show. He's back at shortstop once again. Rafters and Chinooks getting ready to go. It's an 87-degree and mostly sunny day here in Wisconsin Rapids. Oh, you know what? I'll change it to say partly cloudy. It is a few clouds across the sky, but lots of blue as well, and the wind is pushing out at 11 miles an hour. You might be able to hear it a little bit. There's gusts up to 19. And getting ready for first pitch, Krusenberry is set. He fires. It's a bunt down the first baseline, rolling. It will stay fair, picked up by Maud, but he will not make the throw down to first base. So an infield bunt single to start things off here at 3:07 first pitch in Wisconsin Rapids. And, well, that's one heck of a way to get things started. Cade Collins now on to first base. Leadoff single, and it brings up Bubba Heidler to the plate with nobody out and a runner on first here in the top of the first. Rafters took down the Chinooks yesterday, looking to make it back-to-back-to-back wins as the first pitch to Bubba Heidler is called for strike number one. And the Rafters have won four of their last five games. Things looking good for the Rafters early here in the second half and hoping that it will stay that way as the pitch here gets a check swing, but he went around. Now 0-2 to Heidler. Right-handed hitting shortstop for the Chinooks. He's batting .429 early in the season here for him. He has only played in a couple of games for Lakeshore as this pitch is going to miss away, Maud over to it, but not able to get in time to make a throw down to second. So a extra base taken by Cade Collins as the pitch missed for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count with a runner on second base and nobody out here in the top of the first. Still tied 0-0. Tristan Krusenberry, the righty on the mound for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. Officially goes in as a wild pitch as this one's hit into left field. That will get down for a hit. Running up on it in left field. The throw coming in. It is cut off by Skinner at third. Thought to throw to first, but he keeps it in his glove. It's an RBI single from Bubba Heidler. It's 1-0 Lakeshore in the top of the first. Well, back-to-back singles, but hey, they were able to push the run across thanks to the wild pitch, and that's all that it takes sometimes. Bubba Heidler making it 1-0, and, well, it was the Rafters' offense that clicked early yesterday. Now Lakeshore starting to find their footing. New batter at the plate, Esteban Garcia, takes the first pitch high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Happy 4th of July to all of you, by the way. Glad to have you tuned in here to WFHR. Such a beautiful day for baseball. A pickoff attempt back to first, and Junior Barajas falls over trying to make sure that he catches the ball, but the runner was sliding back in, kind of made a bit of a collision over there. Everyone's all right, though. 1-0 the count with the runner on first base and nobody out. Runner takes off, pitches inside, throw on down from Maw. That's a little low and not in time as it's a stolen base for Bubba Heidler. So now he is in scoring position and a 2-0 count with nobody out in the top of the first inning. Lakeshore already up 1-0 from the RBI by Heidler. 2-0 count, and he will bring it home. It misses low for ball number three. And Krusenberry, this season, it's been the hits that have kind of kicked him out of his game when he's on an off day. You know, a lot of times whenever he's able to locate, he's able to locate well until the hits start to kind of compound on him. 3-0 count, that one misses high, ball number four. And you haven't seen that all too many times as of late. He's been able to stay strong mentally in these games, and that's been something that he's focused so hard on, has been making sure to stay in control, not just of your pitches, but of your emotions. Trying to stay loose out there. Krusenberry, right-hander from Campbellsville University. He's taken on a new batter, the left-handed hitting catcher, Brock Parmer. Runners on first and second. First pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-1 count. Still nobody out in the top of the first. 1-0 Lakeshore. Rafters looking to get things rolling along. Let's go ahead and introduce the defensive alignment for the Rafters after this pitch. Krusenberry looks to second, now brings it home. It's called for strike number two on the outside edge. 0-2 the count. The Rafters over on the mound, it's Tristan Krusenberry behind the plate, Lachlan Maude. That's the battery duo, 0-2 the count. Krusenberry to third, now brings it home. It is low for ball number one, 1-2 the count. Looking at the Rafters infield over at first base, Junior Barajas on second, Eric Harper at third, Luke Skinner, and at shortstop, Hayden Carlson. 1-2 the count with nobody out to Brock Parmer from UTSA. Pick off attempt back to second and almost had him a little bit far off the bag, but Carlson not able to apply the tag in enough time, so pickoff attempt not quite in. 1-2 the count still with the runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in the top of the first inning. 1-0 Lakeshore. Krusenberry looks back to second. Now fires it home. It misses inside for ball number two. Out in the outfield for the Rafters. In left, it's Jake Beauchesne. In center, Royce Clayton Jr. And in right, it's Carson McIntyre. 2-2 the count. Krusenberry looks to third. Both runners are taking off, but this one's hit into right center field. Going back out, it will drop into the outfield grass. Here comes a run home to score. It's an RBI single from Brock Parmer, and Esteban Garcia is off to third base. And they have the hit and run worked to perfection. 2-0 Lakeshore, and they are really cruising along right now against Tristan Krusenberry, and he's hoping to find his stuff, and well, one walk and three singles. Lakeshore has been able to hit his stuff, and it brings up Nate Gray to the plate with runners on the corners and nobody out, up 2-0 in the top of the first. First pitch to Gray, misses outside for ball number one. Gray, the right-handed hitting first baseman for Lakeshore, it's a righty-righty matchup. Pickoff attempt back to first, Barajas blocks it, and make sure that the runner stays over at third base. So still a 1-0 count. Krusenberry, a couple of pickoff attempts here in the first inning, trying to make sure those runners don't take off. One stolen base allowed. That was from Bubba Heidler earlier. 1-0 the count. Runner taking off from first. It's outside. Throw on down to second. It is going into the outfield. Here comes the runner from third. It's now 3-0 Lakeshore in the top of the first. E2 in the books after the stolen base from Brock Parmer. And not the play that the Rafters were hoping for. So it's a 2-0 count. And runner on second base. Nobody out, 2-0 count. It's fouled back by Gray to bring it 2-1. So a 2-1 count now is the runner sits on second base. That's it with Krusenberry trying to get back to what has worked for him in recent games. Looks back to second, now fires home. It is on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Owen DeShazo is on deck if it gets to him, but Krusenberry hoping to record at least his first out of the game. 2-2 the count with the runner still over there on second base. Krusenberry watching him, taking a little bit of a lead off. Krusenberry now going to try and pick him off, but it goes way over the head into center field. However, the runner stays at second. So not the pickoff move that Krusenberry was hoping for, as it sails over the head of second baseman Eric Harper into center field, but didn't affect the runner as Royce Clayton Jr. came up and played backup. 2-2 the count with the runner still on second and nobody out. Pitch on the way home. It's fouled off by Gray. He stays alive. Looking at Gray's numbers on the season, batting .262. With two homers and 13 RBIs. Guy who comes from Pima Community College. Also, he has been a prominent pitcher for the Chinook staff this season. Working into a lot of games as an arm. 2-2 count. This one's hit into right field, and that one gets on through. Runner on third base. He will stay there. And so no run comes across to score, but it's the fourth hit of the game against Tristan Krusenberry, as Brock Parmer stays at third base. Nate Gray is at first, and there are still no outs here in the top of the first inning. Tristan Krusenberry really not able to get his stuff right here and hoping that he'll find it, but hasn't been able to just yet. So with that, there will be a mound visit as Mike Spears goes out and talks with Krusenberry, and I've talked about the connection that those two have plenty of times, and it's always worth noting because Spears and Krusenberry, they trust each other, and Spears right now trying to make sure that Krusenberry's in the right state of mind. It's been a rough start for him, and four hits, one walk so far, and trying to turn it around. It's all got to do with the mental aspect of the game from what Krusenberry is talk to me about. Says all the time, hey, baseball is a game of having fun, and when I'm having the most fun, that's when I'm at my best. But it's easy to get in my head, is what he said, and understandably so. So trying to work through that right now. He's got runners on the corners with nobody out in the top of the first. Runner taking off from first. It's outside. No throw down from Maud. So a stolen base for Nate Gray. And they are now on second and third with a 1-0 count to Owen DeShazo. And nobody out here in the top of the first. 3-0 Lakeshore. Tristan Krusenberry still trying to record that first out. And the pitch is in there for strike number one. DeShazo, the right-handed hitting right fielder, comes from Boston College, batting .181 on the season. He's got one home run and seven RBIs, trying to add to that total. 1-1 count. This one's hit into left field, and that will get by for a hit. Runner on third will stay there, so Gray does not try and score, but it still is an RBI. Owen DeShazo picks one up, makes it 4-0 Lakeshore here in the top of the first. Nate Gray is now on third base. Owen DeShazo at first after Brock Parmer came home to score. Five hits and one walk. The first six batters have all reached for the Chinooks. And it brings up Danny Inzunza to the plate with nobody out and two on. Pickoff move back to first, and it gets away from Barajas. He'll have to go and find it as it bounces off the wall, but the runner takes off from third. He comes home to score. The runner on first advances to second as well. It is 5-0 Lakeshore here in the first inning. E1 on the play, and it allows a couple of runners to move forward, and that is not the way that the Rafters were hoping this game would have gone. So first pitch on the way to Danny Inzunza is a swing and a miss for strike number one as Krusenberry tries to work back into the game. Inzunza, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with a runner on second and nobody out. Pickoff move back to second, and Eric Harper is there to make the catch, but no tag applied. The Rafters trying to win their fifth out of six games. They've lost just one of their last five. 0-1 the count. Krusenberry brings it home. It's high and tight for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And the Rafters, they did not have the first half that they were hoping for. Really struggling throughout the first half of the season. Ended it going 13-22. 1-1 count on the way to Nzunza. Misses low and outside for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count. So the Rafters unable to win that first half crown. No automatic playoff spot for them. That instead went to Green Bay. So the Rafters really hoping for the second half crown. 2-1 count. Misses outside for ball number three. And that's going to be especially difficult to do with the overall standings as a tiebreaker. So they almost need to win the overall second half to make the playoffs. 3-1 count. It's fouled back as the runner was taking off. So now 3-2 to Nzunza. Owen DeShazo has to return over to second base. So runner still on second. Nobody out in the top of the first. It's 5-0 Lakeshore. Nzunza, the right-handed hitter, hoping to make something happen. Pitch comes home. This one's hit out towards center field. Fly ball. Clayton's under it. He will look up into the bright sky, make the catch, and that's out number one here in the first inning. Well, Krusenberry finally able to get that first one done with, and that's got to feel good to have that deep sigh of relief. And Krusenberry now hoping to get out of the inning. One out, runner on second base in the top of the first. Pitch coming home. Krusenberry has it fouled off by Tyler Priest to bring the count 0-1. Priest, the right-handed hitting DH for the Chinooks, up for his first time today and on the season. Tyler Priest, he's looked great, batting .336. Pickoff attempt back to second, and Eric Harper over there. He doesn't apply the tag, but makes the catch. So an 0-1 count. And Reese from the University of Redlands got 21 RBIs on the season, but no home runs. Runner taking off from second. It's outside. Throw on down by Maud. It bounces up into the glove of Skinner, but not in time. It's a stolen base for Owen DeShazo. And now a runner on third with a 1-1 count and one out in the top of the first. Infield coming in as they hope to avoid the squeeze as this one's hit out towards right field. Down the line, it's going to be close and just foul. Oof. Hooking just a little bit at the end there and enough to keep it out of play. Carson McIntyre was giving a chase, but he didn't really have a chance to get there. It was not a poorly hit baseball by Priest. So now a 1-2 count to the right-handed hitter. And Priest, 6'1", 190, sends this one up the middle, and that will get on by into center field for a hit. RBI single for Tyler Priest makes it 6-0 Lakeshore in the top of the first. That, another RBI hit. They have had three RBI singles in the first inning alone. It's their sixth hit of the game as a team. And Tristan Krusenberry just trying to get out of the first inning right now. He's up to 33 pitches. Oh, first pitch to Jesse Aguirre is a swing and a miss. Next pitch is going to be pitch number 35, which means that he won't be able to return after that. So an 0-1 count with the runner on first and one out as this one is hit high in the air down the right field line, reaching into foul territory, over to it. Barajas not able to make the catch. It drops foul. 0-2 the count. Now as Jesse Aguirre tries to work on base. Still only one out here in the top of the first inning. That was Danny Nzunza's flyout. Trying to work through it. Tristan Krusenberry on the mound. Runner takes off from first. It's fouled away, though, by Aguirre as he fights to stay alive. Still 0-2, and that means that Priest will have to return to first base. Man, Lakeshore right now, everything kind of going their way. Tristan Krusenberry still looking to record these first three outs of the game, and the Rafters do have the bullpen getting ready. Pitch coming here. It's popped up left side of the infield, trailing over to it. Third baseman Skinner, he is in foul territory and makes the catch. That is out number two. And, well, now officially batting around, the Chinooks are back to the top of the card with Cade Collins stepping into the batter's box with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the first. Still 6-0, the Lakeshore lead. Cade Collins started things off. He scored the first run of the game. He singled earlier in the first. Bubba Heidler's RBI single that sent him home. This one fouled back and out of play, brings the count 0-1. Heidler had the RBI single. Then it was an RBI single from Brock Parmer that sent home Bubba Heidler. 0-1 the count to Cade Sears, as that one is going to be called for a ball to bring it 1-1. And Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder from Iowa Central Community College. Runner takes off from first. This one is hit in the air. Fly ball towards shallow left field. Reaching into the infield now. Skinner will make the catch. And that is out number three. So the Rafters are able to get out of the inning, but not before six runs came across. The Chinooks scored six runs on six hits. There was one error, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. Rafters, they have some work to do here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first coming your way here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters right now down on the scoreboard 6-0. It was a big first inning for the Lakeshore Chinooks. They had four RBI singles in the inning, and along with that, they scored on a stolen base and an error. So now Royce Clayton Jr. trying to get the Rafters offense started, and the first pitch in there for strike number one. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he leads off for the Rafters. It'll be Clayton, McIntyre, and Barajas due up in the top of the inning. And the man on the mound, Arthur Liebau, right-handed pitcher, the second pitch. That one misses for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Clayton from Cal State Northridge, native of Westlake, California. 1-1 count is fouled into the dirt and bounces off of Clayton back into the field of play, but still a dead ball, so a 1-2 count to Clayton. Taking a look at the defensive lineup for the Chinooks, over on the mound, I already mentioned Arthur Liebau with Brock Parmer. He is behind the plate. That's the battery duo. One and two count to Clayton. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three. First strikeout of the game for Arthur Liebau, and there's now one away with the bases empty in the bottom of the first. Carson McIntyre now stepping up to the batter's box. McIntyre had a great season debut for the Rafters earlier yesterday. Went 2-for-3 from the plate, as along with that, he was able to reach on two walks, so he reached four times in total. He's up at the plate here, right-handed hitting right fielder. Grounds one, should be foul, and just is down that third base line and brings the count 0-1. Righty-righty matchup, and McIntyre looking to keep his hot streak going. Had two RBIs in the game yesterday thanks to a double that he had back in the second inning. Part of a four-run second inning for the Rafters yesterday. He scored five runs in the first two innings. 0-1 count, grounded over towards third, but it bounced off the foot of McIntyre again, and now an 0-2 count. Continuing with the defensive alignment for Lakeshore, over at first base, Nate Gray. At second, Esteban Garcia. Third is Danny Inzunza, and short is Bubba Heidler. 0-2 count with one away to McIntyre. Guy from Oregon State, pitch coming in, it misses low for ball number one. Finishing up the alignment for Lakeshore, in the outfield, in left, it's Jesse Aguirre. In center, Cade Sears. And in right, Owen DeShazo. Designated hitter for them, Tyler Priest, so he won't be seeing the field, at least as expected. One and two, the count coming home. That one misses low for ball number two. Two and two, the count. And McIntyre showed off the plate vision in yesterday's game. Had those pair of walks. Started off the game reaching in his first four plate appearances, although he did strike out swinging in the eighth to end things off. 2-2 count, grounded down the third baseline, but foul once again, so McIntyre staying alive. Tristan Krusenberry back in the first inning. He threw 40 pitches, which means that the Rafters will not be returning with him on the mound. Instead, there is a man warming up in the Rafters bullpen. That's Drew Thompson. Thompson has started in all of his appearances this season, has yet to make an appearance out of the bullpen, but potentially will here. 2-2 count. It misses just a tad outside, and now a full count to Carson McIntyre. McIntyre played for the Beavers this past spring season and really made some headlines with his home run in the NCAA baseball tournament. Grounds one foul again over towards the Kraft River and just off of the logs in front of it over to the Rafters bullpen. Still a full count in pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up next, and so the Rafters trying to do the same thing to the Chinooks as they did to Tristan Krusenberry, and that's work up the pitch count. Although the Rafters haven't managed to get the runners on base just yet. 3-2 count on the way home. This one is off the end of the bat, but popped straight back and out of play. So another pitch coming up next, and that was the 8th pitch of the plate appearance. Junior Barajas is on deck for the Rafters, and he was our pregame guest of the show yesterday. Got a chance to talk to him and a couple of Saddleback guys on this team, and he'll introduce them all to you and a second when we get to Barajas. 3-2 count is taken below the zone. Ball number 4. And Carson McIntyre is on base yet again. His OBP continues to tear it up. He's reached 5 of his 6 plate appearances for the Rafters. Continuing to stay hot. It brings up Junior Barajas to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the first. Rafters still down 6-0 and trying to get the offense rolling along. Junior Barajas is just the guy you want up at the plate. Batting .357 in 3 games this year, he's already got 7 RBIs. First pitch on the way, it misses low for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. Barajas, a left-handed hitting first baseman, also plays a little bit of catcher. He caught in his second game for the Rafters, but he's played third in now 3 of his 4 games. 1-0 the count with the runner on first. Pitch comes home to Barajas. This one's hit out towards center field. Running up on it, a sliding grab out in center field by Cade Sears. That is out number two, and that's a nifty sliding grab to make out number two. Keeps Carson McIntyre on first base and brings up Jake Beauchesne with two away and one on in the bottom of the first. Still 6-0 Lakeshore. And Barajas, man, he had been riding quite the hot streak. He's got an extra base hit in all three of his games so far, including two in his second game. Back at Fond du Lac. Pickoff attempt back to first. Pops out of the glove of Nate Gray, but not too far, and he's able to pick it up off the grass. Keeps the runner over there on first base. Carson McIntyre, looking at yesterday's game, that was his debut for the Rafters, and no stolen bases from him, but didn't really need to, as this one's hit over towards shortstop. Picked up off the hop. Quick flip over to second, and it goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice as Jake Beauchesne is retired for out number three. The Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on as we head to the top of the second. It's 6-0 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry couldn't quite get the start that he was hoping for, and so he is out of the game after he ended up throwing 40 pitches there in the first inning. Final line on Krusenberry. He went one inning, allowed 6 runs. All 6 were earned on 6 hits. He allowed 1 walk, no strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, and one wild pitch. As Drew Thompson comes into the game, it's his first appearance out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids, and hoping to keep things like that rolling along. He has been improving every single game, it feels like, and really looking good for the Rafters. I'm excited to see what he has to bring out here. His season ERA dropping to 4.71 on the season, and going to see if he can turn that around as he continues to drop it. It feels like every single game as this pitch is fouled off down that first base line to bring the count 0-1. Bubba Heidler, Esteban Garcia, and Brock Parmer due up in the top of the second. Rafters down 6-0, and the leadoff man Heidler, a right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Drew Thompson coming into the game. Thompson looks off to the side for a quick second, shakes off his catcher and the man behind the plate, Lachlan Maude, and it's his first game for the Rafters, trying to get adjusted here. And while he's talking about Drew Thompson, his last few outings have been really good as this one misses high for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Back at Royal Oak on June 25th, that was his last time out. He went 4 innings, allowing just 1 run. 1-1 count, hit up the middle, over the glove of Thompson, over to second. Harper's there, throwing off balance, gets it over to first, 4-3 on the putout for out number one here in the second. That's 3 straight batters retired as the Chinooks offense is trying to be cooled off by the Rafters bullpen. And Thompson, he had previously appeared in six games for the Rafters, 4.71 ERA. And, well, his last time out allowed that one run. The previous time at Madison, no runs over four innings. And the time before that, just one run in two innings against Fond du Lac, although the pitch count got worked up too high early on. As this one is popped foul and out of play, brings the count 0-1. Esteban Garcia up at the plate, left-handed hitting second baseman. Up for the second time this game, he's got the bases empty and one out in the top of the second. Still 6-0 Lakeshore, and stepping back, Thompson will fire it home. Gets a swing and a miss on a high fastball to bring the count 0-2. 94 on the gun for Thompson's last fastball. And this is what he's been working up to, is getting faster and faster on his velocity. He's one of the Rafters' hardest throwing pitchers. 0-2 count on the way. Misses outside for ball number one. And that a nifty changeup that he's got as well. Tries to work that in and really throw batters off. Make them decide early and hope to keep them guessing. 1-2 the count. On the way home to Garcia. This one is outside for ball number two. Now 2-2. And Thompson, prior to those last three where he's combined to allow two runs in 10 innings, he allowed three runs in a five-inning performance at Lakeshore earlier in the season, all the way back on June 9th, about a month ago. 2-2 count, fouled off down that first base line, and count remains 2-2. Garcia, back in the first inning, drew a walk and came around to score. Scored on that weird play. It was a stolen base from Brock Parmer, and on the throw down, he was able to come home and score. So a 2-2 count. Thompson on the mound. He steps back, fires it home, but it misses high for ball number three. And Thompson, to many of Rafters fans, might be known as the guy with the falling hat. Falling hat Thompson. That's what we're going to call him now, because that hat always falls off, but he doesn't want to change it. It's something that he continues to stick with every single game this season, and hey, why not? It's been working for him. 3-2 count on the way home. It's fouled back once again. And Esteban Garcia really fighting to stay alive up there. Already showed off the good plate discipline in Garcia this season, batting just .244 on the year for the Chinooks. As this pitch is going to be taken for ball number four, and Thompson unable to win that battle. Second walk of the game for Esteban Garcia. He is now on first base with one out in the top of the second inning. Lakeshore already up 6-0, looking to continue adding to the lead. And now it brings up the left-handed hitting catcher, Brock Parmer, to the plate with the runner on first and one out. Parmer, 1-for-1 in the game. He takes on the righty on the mound, Drew Thompson. So a lefty-righty matchup as it creates a swing and a miss on the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Parmer singled back in the first inning. It was an RBI, and he also stole a base and came around to score. So look at the line on Parmer, just one plate appearance in. Not too bad, and quick pickoff move back to first base, but Garcia slides head first back into the bag, and looking a little bit more at Parmer's couple of games for the Chinooks. He's 1-for-6 with a run, but he's drawn three walks. He's been on base four times. Pickoff attempt back to first, and a balk is called on Drew Thompson, and the runner goes from first over to second. So a balk, even though the pickoff move looked like it got him, and Thompson can't believe that the move was called a balk. So now runner on second base with one out in the top of the second. 6-run Lakeshore lead, and Parmer at the plate has an 0-1 count. Thompson looking back towards second a couple of times. Now he brings it home. Runner taking off. Throw on down to third is high, and a nice pickup by Luke Skinner as he grabs the ball in midair, but not enough time to tag the runner who was coming on down to third base. So, stolen bag for Esteban Garcia, his first stolen base of the game. It's the fourth stolen base of the game for Lakeshore already. And the infield coming in on the 1-1 count gets a swing and a miss. Now 1-2, and the infield trying to prevent the sacrifice with Esteban Garcia over there on third base. Rafters still trying to win this one as they've won their previous two in a row, trying to make it a three-game win streak, but this pitch misses inside, and that hits Parmer on the back, and a hit by pitch now puts the second runner of the inning on base for the Chinooks. Parmer on for the second time this game as well, and it brings up Nate Gray to the plate with one out and runners on the corners in the top of the second. And Nate Gray, the right-handed hitting first baseman, two-way player for the Chinooks, taking on the righty on the mound, Drew Thompson. Thompson hoping for a scoreless first inning of action. He started off this inning to relieve Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry not allowed to return after throwing 40 pitches in the first inning. First one here to Gray, misses inside for ball number one. Gray up for the second time this game. He's 1-for-1. He singled back in the first inning. Has a 1-0 count. As a pickoff move goes back to first, and they got him. Oh, yeah. That time, the pickoff move works for Thompson. No balk called, and he gets the runner over at first. So Brock Parmer, punt taking off, and now two outs in the top of the second inning. Still a six-run Lakeshore lead, and a runner on third base for Nate Gray. 1-0 count coming home, gets a swing and a miss. Now 1-1. And that fastball from Thompson is really deadly here in the Northwoods League, and he's continued to show it off, but mostly known as a strikeouts guy, it's when he's able to induce poor contact that he's been at his best, as the 1-1 count misses high for ball number two. His last three starts, he was able to go four innings in two of them and two innings in the other. Not the distance that he was hoping to go. You know, Rafters starters hoping to go at least four, but really wanting five. 2-1 count on the way. It is outside for ball number three. And Thompson, though, with his strikeout stuff, you're not going to see five out of him all too often. He's done it just the one time this season. And that was back on June 9th against this Lakeshore team. 3-1 count. It's fouled away down the right field line. Brings the count full, 3-2. So Nate Gray staying alive at the plate. Gray, he singled back in the first inning. Stole second base and came around to score on the error from Tristan Krusenberry trying to pick off the runner at first. Now Gray trying to send the runner from third home. There are two outs and a 3-2 count. It's fouled back once again, so Gray staying alive up there. And man, these are some fighting plate appearances from the Chinooks, as Thompson is now up to 21 pitches in the inning. Rafters have thrown 61 pitches between the first and the second already. Still not over yet. Thompson looking home. He'll bring the leg up, fire it, and it is fouled back once again. So Nate Gray going to be seeing pitch number 8 coming up here. And Gray, he saw 6 pitches before he singled in the first inning. In this plate appearance, he'll be seeing pitch number 8 coming up. 3-2 the count. Thompson will deliver and gets the swing and a miss for strike number 3. Keeps the runner stranded on third, and no runs, no hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the second. It is 6-0 Lakeshore here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Lachlan Maude gets things led off here in the bottom of the second for the Rafters, down 6-0. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7 batters due up. Maude followed by Eric Harper and Luke Skinner. That's who's due up in the bottom of the second. The Rafters saw just one man reach back in the first inning, Carson McIntyre, do a 9-pitch walk. But after that, it was a couple of outs that retired the Rafters down, with McIntyre being stranded over at first. First pitch on the way to Maude. This one's hit right over to second base, picked up off the ground. He'll throw over to first and got him for out number one. 4-3 on the putout, and it brings up Eric Harper to the plate, with nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the second. And Harper, a right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters. He is up for the first time this game. Arthur Liebau still dealing on the mound for Lakeshore. First pitch on the way home. It is taken low for ball number one. And Eric Harper, a righty-righty matchup in the first game that he played in for the Rafters. He ended up going 1-for-4 in the game yesterday. 1-0 count, taken inside for ball number two. 2-0 and in that game, his one hit was a single and ended up being thrown out over at third base on Caden Sigmund's double play. Actually, it was doubled back up at second. 2-0 the count, as this gets a big swing and a miss from Harper to bring it 2-1. And Harper from NOC Tonkawa and trying to make a name for himself here in Wisconsin Rapids. He's looked strong defensively so far, but still trying to prove himself on the offensive side. 2-1 the count. It is taken high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And 3-1 for Harper with Luke Skinner on deck. Harper, natural second baseman who played his redshirt freshman year after not playing in his first collegiate season at Middle Tennessee State, makes that pitch. It's strike number two, 3-2 the count. And right-handed hitter comes from Brentwood, Tennessee, where played at Nolensville High School, and fouls one down the third base line, or is it? Yes, it is. And it remains 3-2, so Harper really working up the pitch count here of Arthur Liebau. Liebau threw 16 pitches in the first inning and threw 9 of those to Carson McIntyre. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here to Eric Harper. And the pitch on the way home, this one's hammered high in the air towards shallow left center field, trailing back out the shortstop, and he will make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down here in the second inning, and it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the second. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, up for the first time this game, and still trying to work his way back from that injury that he had and made his return from that injury in the first game of the second half. First pitch on the way. It's a fly ball down the left field line, reaching towards foul territory. It will bounce towards the Rafters bullpen and out back off the fence to bring the count 0-1. And Skinner this season batting just 154, but he's got some power and he's been drawing walks, and so the OPS 641 on the season. Still not great, but looks a lot better than his batting average right now. And 0-1 count taken high for ball number one, and that's really been one of the most impressive things that I've seen him since his return from injury. It's been his plate discipline. Didn't play in the game yesterday, but you go back to those games at Fond du Lac, and he really looked patient up there. He drew two walks and had a hit-by-pitch in the game at Fond du Lac, the second one in which the Rafters won. 1-2 count with two away, and the base is empty after that pitch was for a strike. Hiroto Kobayashi on deck if it gets to him. Lefty-righty matchup with Skinner. Here's the pitch. It's fouled back, and once again, Luke Skinner fighting to stay alive at the plate. And looking back at that game where Skinner reached base three times, he was 0-for-2 officially, but had an RBI, had a stolen base, was his first of the season, had two walks in the hit-by-pitch. All around, not a bad game. 1-2 count, fouled back by Skinner, and he continues to stay alive. Sixth pitch of his plate appearance coming up here, and in his first game back from injury, he did go 0-for-3. However, he saw at least five pitches in all three of his plate appearances. So he's worked the count well. 1-2 count. This one's hit out towards right center field. And there's that hit that he's been waiting for. First hit back from injury. And it's a two-out single for the Rafters. Luke Skinner over on to first base. And that's got to feel good for him. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the second. Rafters trying to show off the offense here. They scored five runs in the first two innings of yesterday's game. So far, Arthur Liebau looking a lot better than Nate Ciemne, who was the Lakeshore starter yesterday. Righty-righty matchup with Kobayashi at the plate. He's got a runner on first. First pitch is outside for ball number one. 1-0 count, and Kobayashi DHing today. And for the season, he's generally been used in the outfield, so a little surprising to see him at the DH spot. And it's not the first time, but only the second time this season he's been used as the DH. 1-0 count misses low. It's now 2-0 to Kobayashi. Hayden Carlson on deck, and boy, wouldn't you love to get to him with two runners on. 2-0 count. This one's a chopper up to second, but doesn't look like we're going to see Carlson this inning as it goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice, and that does it for the second inning. So the Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the third. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device.
Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Now into the third inning. The Raptors down 6-0 against the Lakeshore Chinooks, trying to turn it around, and Drew Thompson, he had a shutout second inning, relieving Tristan Krusenberry, as Krusenberry pitched for just the one inning before he had to be pulled from the game. And it brings up now the 6, 7, and 8 batters in the lineup for the Chinooks. They batted around in the first inning, scored all 6 of their runs in the top of the first. Since then, it's been a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard. Raptors still haven't managed a run, as Arthur Liebau's been dealing, and Drew Thompson on the mound for the Raptors has one hit up the middle, bounces off his glove over to third, bare hand, and Skinner not going to be able to pick it up. It stays in the grass, and it's an infield single for Owen DeShazo to lead off the third inning. That's exactly how the first inning